Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed.
I am obviously 39 years old / 28 and grew up in the 90s. And someone I had on my wall out of Smash Hits is joining us now from the Backstreet Boys. AJ McLean, welcome.
Thank you.
AJ.
And thank you for having me on your wall. I appreciate that.
You witness some things in my bedroom no one else should ever witness.
Well, I'm very flattered and I'm truly honored, so thank you.
Thank you. You should be horrified, but I'll take flattered. Your new song is fire. Like, I'm not even just saying that because I want you to love me. I'm going to play a little bit so everyone can hear it. Here's a hook from Backstreet Boys' new song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Oh, my God. AJ?
Yes, my dear.
You shut your talented faces. This song is so sexy. It's so 90s. It's so house pop. What did you hear it and go very excited in your pants?
We had a group excitement in our pants. We have literally been in the studio, I'd say, for the past 18 or almost 19 months, working on the album, trying to figure out, siphon through music, figure out what's the song that really just pops out to all of us, to all five of us, and makes us kind of go, yep, that's the one. We found the diamond in the rough with this one, and it's almost got that throwback, like Bee Gees meets The Weeknd feel to it.
In 1996, you were asking people to quit playing games with my heart, and now 22 years later, it's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Are you guys okay? What's going on?
You know, aside from a serious note, Brian actually did have open heart surgery. But
aside from that, the rest of us,
I don't know. There's just something about the word heart that just always seems to float down and find its way into a Backstreet Boys song.
Yeah.
And it works.
AJ, the residency, tell me, is there water? Is there feathers? Are you Celine Dioning it? Like, what's been going on with the live shows?
It has been an absolute dream. You know, it's funny. If you were to ask me about doing a Las Vegas residency 10 years ago, I would have told you in my mind, you know, my perception was a bit jaded about Vegas in the sense of people that do shows there are pretty much sold out. They can never do any more touring. They're pretty much all washed up.
Yeah.
And then when Celine started it changed things. And then Britney's really the one that pioneered it, in my opinion, to come in and just change Vegas forever. Now, if you talk to any of the biggest acts in the world, Vegas is like the end game. Vegas is the freaking dream. So when we got offered to do a residency, we were offered 9 shows. That sold out immediately. We were offered 9 more. And then we did 26 shows and then added 52 more. So we are now going all the way through February of next year.
Oh,
so it's been
gosh.
An absolute blessing. The show is phenomenal. Vegas has opened their arms to us. It's been such a treat. So much that Nick moved to Vegas. You know, I mean, definitely become our second home for sure.
Oh, AJ, I want to come to Vegas so bad and see the show. Like, I'll be there front row.
Well,
with my
you tell me when, and I got you. I got you.
Yes!
Done.
My name is M. Russiano, just so you remember. It's an ethnic name, but you get that. You're Puerto Rican. You understand. Hey, finally, I have to ask, are you going to come and visit us in Sydney? Will I be able to like lead a band of, you know, mid-30s women to your concert? Is it happening?
It is absolutely going to happen with a brand new tour celebrating and commemorating 25 years together, and you will definitely get to see Don't Go Breaking My Heart live. So 100% yes.
Amazing. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, 25 years, just got another 25, going to be even stronger. You guys are going to be out there doing pelvic thrusts at 80. I can't wait. Just watch your hips, doll, as you know. We're of an age.
I know.
AJ McLean, it's a pleasure. I'll see you in Vegas. I'll be the one on the top off.
Okay, can't wait.
Thanks, honey. Bye. Hello, Mistress Imperia.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to be
here. I just want to describe the outfit first off the bat. Amazing blonde hair with rainbow colors in it. And you got some silver chains, quite heavy work. And you've got a beautiful, like,
it's latex.
Latex.
Yeah.
Like a tuxedo jacket, I want to call it.
Kind of like a suit.
Yeah, and then a latex skirt. Yeah. You look black, long nails. Can I ask you, what is a dominatrix? Like, so if you were to be, you're at a dinner table and someone says to you, what's your job? What's your dinner table response to that?
Okay, so I would say a dominatrix is basically a sexually dominant woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that can, you know, cover such a broad range of things, from fetish, fantasy, bondage, discipline, torture, medical at all, babies. Yeah, so it's just...
Oh, my God, I want to unpack everything you just said there.
No, there's nothing so there that doesn't...
My ears pricked up when you said torture. That sounds like fairly extreme. What does that mean?
Everything I do basically can be both ends of the spectrum, from incredibly light and erotic through to really hardcore pain.
What's the most hardcore pain you've inflicted?
It can be electro-torture, piercing, nailing, skewering testicles.
You'll push something through.
People ask for that? Testicles? People pay for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
People get off on that.
People get off on that.
Having your scrotum pierced.
Your testicles, yeah. Wow. Right through.
So, shish kebabbed.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I find it erotic, actually.
You like it too?
Yeah.
Who goes to a dominatrix? What are they looking for?
So people come to me to satisfy their urges, their kink urges. So...
And not get judged.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And also see someone who's been trained and experienced, because you can really hurt people with some of the things, say, you know, with suspension bondage and a lot of the heavy play, you can really damage people, and you need to know what you're doing.
What is that training?
So many years ago, probably over 15 years ago, I did an apprenticeship with an establishment which was called Salon Kitties. And
apprenticeship?
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm, what does that entail?
So... Basically, Salon Kitties was a multiple mistress house.
Yeah.
And you go in there and you class as an apprentice for a couple of years. The senior mistresses would take you under their wing. They would teach you everything, train you. And Mistress Amanda Dwyer ran that. She was an amazing woman. And she would sort of put you through your paces. So you were doing everything properly.
Yeah.
That's how I learned.
Wow. Oh,
apprenticeship. That's how
it's relatable. I know, you'd never
relatable.
Even think
yeah,
I'm going to be a chippy, a carpenter, a dominatrix. I didn't know. If I'd have known that was available at high school, I think I may have even had a go at that.
Yeah.
Do you get asked questions that are quite offensive? Have you, is there, because the reason we're doing this is to kind of help people understand things that they might be a bit ignorant towards and judging.
Yeah.
Like, what's kind of the worst thing you've been asked?
Okay. So I think probably the worst thing is, do you hate men?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And I
do
don't.
You?
You know, I love them.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, a lot of my clients, a lot of them I've been seeing for 15 years, and I'm really quite fond of them. So,
oh, wow.
Is it possible that you get as much out of it as they do?
Absolutely.
You like it.
Yeah. That's why I think I've maintained my career for so long is that I just love it, and everyone is so different. I've got someone who enjoys being put in into a coffin and stayed there for the entire 15 hours.
And then they paid you for that?
Yeah.
No interaction?
Very little.
What did you do during the time? Your taxes, cup of tea?
Well, sort of,
Just walk around.
I've got to sort of stay there and... keep an eye on them, because you would think it'd be quite boring, but they go through such a range of emotions in that time, from I think I'm done here, and I'm sort of like have to push them and say and make the call, are you seriously distressed, or
love that.
Yeah, I have to make the comment, no, you're fine, you know,
stay in your coffin.
Yeah, I've got a headache, here's some Panadol, you're fine, you know.
So what's erotic about like being isolated and in the dark?
So I suppose I think the heavy bondage side of things is it's an ultimate escape.
Mm.
You're forced to just be.
In the moment.
Yeah.
I love and that. Everything, everyone's searching
and often
for that.
The senses are taken away by hoods, blindfolds, they're gagged, and you're just forced to be. It's almost like a meditative state.
I feel the same way when I play Angry Birds.
This is amazing. How do people find you if they'd like to experience you?
So my website is mistressimperia.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook too. Just sort of, I think my Twitter is Domina Imperia.
Amazing.
You can see what I get up to daily on there.
Thank you for being so open with us.
No
good job, mate. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys get the grandparents of your kids to babysit them sometimes.
Well, they're baby boomers, so they refuse.
You don't get any love? You don't get any action?
Nah, if your parents are grandparents, they're not really interested in being full-time carers, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
The boomers they refuse to retire. They're spending my inheritance. They voted in Tony Abbott. What the hell, man?
You're right. Okay, they got a fair bit to answer for.
Yeah.
Grant, do you ever, Sailor and Scout, do they ever go to their grandparents for some?
Yeah, grandparents tend to come to us, and every now and then they go, oh, we'll come down and help. And they invariably just sit around while we make them cups of tea and clean up after them. So it's varying degrees of help.
No,
but yes.
I should say my dad does a lot of driving and helping. Why? He's amazing. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. What's wrong,
what's
Ed?
What's going on?
My wife's mother, who's
why are you treading? I've never seen
lady.
Ed tread so carefully.
It is
in
dangerous.
His life.
I've realised once I've started talking about this that I may be doing myself out of any future help.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll press on regardless.
Please do.
Because I believe that my mother-in-law has taught my little son Arnold a bad habit. Have you ever had this? Because you know they say the grandparents spoil the kids.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah, we've had a couple of those.
What's happened with yours?
Well, my mum taught my daughter to blow raspberries. So we had a cute little girl.
Yeah.
And we'd introduce her, she'd be dressed in her bows and a little dress, and this is our daughter Sailor, and then she'd meet a stranger, and then all of a sudden she's just sort of blowing raspberries in strangers' faces.
I would like to take Grant's story and present Exhibit A.
Oh,
this
God.
Is the audio of a video sent to me by my mother-in-law with the title, How Cute. This is little Arnold a week ago. Blowing
raspberries.
Oh,
I was going to say,
his
Nana taught him how to rip a fart.
Pull him down. Cute
as
he is.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh,
she has
no.
taught him to blow raspberries.
Let me hear that again. Can I have a little listen again? You can't be mad at that.
Do you not like that?
He thinks it's hilarious, but... What's happened is it's coincided with something else, solids.
Oh, no. Oh.
So the two things happened within 3 days of each other.
I can't explain that to it, yeah.
So you can't tell what end it's coming out of, is that what you're saying?
That's right. So I went to, yesterday I go to give him a spoonful of his solids.
What was it? What were you giving him? Like pumpkin, sweet potato?
Amazing. Pumpkin.
And that stuff, once it's on, you got to weld it off.
It's yes, and I just get, I put it in, and then he gives it, and I'm covered. My face, I am covered with stuff.
So you're feeding with a flak jacket on at the moment.
Like a blast furnace, one of those masks on it. So I don't know. Is that it? Is she cut off?
Oh my God! Are you crazy? Have you got death wish right now? Isn't she some kind of in the dojo ninja master?
What
too?
If I come back and he's holding a cigarette next time?
Oh, it's a slippery slope. And then he'll be a pimp. You're gonna have a pimp in a coat. He'll have a furry coat on, leopard print, and then who knows what? Then he's a dictator. Then he's Trump. So basically, what's going on?
If the baby comes back with a comb over, I'm like, this is how it starts.
School holidays, decided to take the kids to work with me, which is...
How did that go?
Isn't it fun? I love doing it every now and then. I do go away a little bit, and it's nice for them to know what it is you're going away to. So I want them to have it in their little heads what it looks like. So
but
when
they see it
going
on the
to
TV.
Work. Yeah, I know. But what happens, you know, when it's not just on air?
Sure. Okay.
And they get so excited. So Sailor's 6, Scout's 2, and just the mere fact you're going to a hotel just blows a little kid's mind.
Do they check the dunny first?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, first place you go. Yeah, go catch a toilet. Weren't you ever fascinated as a little kid by other people's toilets?
I don't think so.
So weird. They do. They just, I just need to go to the toilet
straight
again, Dad.
Yes.
She just went like 2 minutes ago. And she's there and I go, what are you doing, Dad? She goes, this toilet's got a door. Have a look at the door, Dad. I said, yes, I know. We have a door on our toilet at home. But it's a glass door. Like they're fascinated by everything.
Jeez, they're easily amused, your kids, aren't they? It's just a toilet.
Don't forget that.
No wonder they're like Family Feud.
Oh, that is true.
I laughed a little too hard at that hurtful barb.
But then
there's even like just cupboard opening in a hotel room. They'll just do that for like half a day.
Oh, my God.
That is exciting.
You get free soap, Dad. You get free soap.
It is good.
Like you forget, you don't need to go down there to Sea Life, the aquarium. You don't need to go to Luna Park.
Nah.
You just need to get them a bit of free soap.
Now, I know times have been tough at Channel 10, but I did see Sailor operating a camera at one point.
What's going on?
Is Moonvest not giving you enough money or...
I like to get him involved, and so what happens is when we're filming the record, Sailor likes to do a little bit of a routine for the audience, like in the commercial breaks. So she'll come out and she'll either do a little bit of a dance or she'll sing a little bit of a song, which is kind of cute. But this time we learnt a card trick. So she was like a master magician, just going around and just fleecing everyone for their money because she mastered this trick in which she could tell you your card after she'd shuffled it. So that was her kind of thing.
So she's stealing money from the audience during the breaks.
Yes.
What about, give me some scout.
The roast.
We all love scout's voice.
Give me some scouty.
I love him.
I love you too.
Two-year-old Scouty. How did Scouty go?
All Scouty wanted to do was to press the famous button.
Tell me about it. That's all I wanted to. It's the only reason I said yes to coming on your boring show was to be able to hit the button.
Well, she got up there and she was just like our master. She was like a whack-a-mole. She just kept going at it over and over and over and over
Survey
again.
Survey says yes, Scout. Yes.
The problem is, though, it's kind of, I've had this kind of jig going where I've had this illusion running that Daddy works very hard when he goes away, and that's why he's so tired and has to sleep a lot when he comes back. So, so they think that Daddy does this really important thing when he works very hard. But the problem is now they are on to me. Like, so we get this car, which came and picked us up and took us to work, which was nice. And she's kind of looking at me going, does this happen like all the time? And then someone goes, you don't even get your own coffee, Dad. And I was like, oh, okay, yep, yeah, I'm just, Daddy's prepping for the show, getting ready, building
Daddy's
up his energy.
Prepping. What prep does he do?
Just to get it in there.
What's your prep, mate?
And she gets out and then she goes, Dad, Dick, you've been lying to us the whole time. It's not even hard to host Family Feud. You stand up there and hold a card and just read a question, and all you do is just laugh. That's not hard. I could do that. And then I went, Daddy does a little bit of fun stuff too. Daddy does a little bit of dancing on stage. Has to get a little bit wacky. And she goes, Dad, there is nothing good about your dancing.
Oh.
I was like, thanks for coming, kids. You'll never come again.
Yesterday, I went into one of those perfume shops. Very fancy. It's the type that you can go in and tell them what scent you currently wear, and then they type it into their computer, and they can then come up with five or six other scents that will appear to you that have the same top and bottom notes.
How interesting.
So I wear a really kind of weird one called Molecule that you can only buy at Mecca, and it works with your own scents and your own pheromones. So it smells different on everyone. I like to wear perfume that other people can smell that I can't smell. I don't really like florally scents. Yeah. So all the stuff I buy is usually oil-based, and it's a scent that I'll walk past and it'll be just like, oh, that's nice, like washing powder, you know, that kind of vibe. So I went into a shop yesterday and told them that I wear Molecule, and she pumped it in and she said, oh, I've got this. Actually, we've just had one come in. She went and she grabbed a bottle and she brought it over to me and she said, now give me your arm. She sprayed it on my arm. They did this very big flourish, you know. Okay. Don't just do it. Don't do it close. Do a long spritz along the inside of your arm with a flourish. Mm. And she's like, and I went to smell it. She went, bah, 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 let it settle on your skin. She said, while we're letting it settle, I'll tell you that the origins of this perfume.
Oh, good.
And I said, oh, yeah. And I'm expecting to hear it's got a heady top mix of jasmine and amber.
Yeah.
She said, now this perfume is actually inspired by the sperm's journey to find the egg.
No, she didn't.
What? And I looked at her and I'm like, what now?
On my arm.
I looked at my arm, I'm like, is this jizz juice? What? And she said, yes. Now, because of the creaminess of the creaminess of the smell, she said, this has been inspired by the journey that the sperm goes through to find the egg and what it must overcome to be the winning sperm. And I'm looking at this woman just going,
are you laughing at this point?
No, I was just looking at it. First of all, thank you for my content for tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
And second of all, now I've got to sniff my arm.
You have to.
And I'm like,
you have to.
So in my mind, I've just got, obviously, everyone listening now, if you've smelt it, you know what I'm expecting to smell.
Yeah,
okay? Acceptable!
Okay.
So I'm ending in going, what the heck? Am I gonna smell like the morning after?
This
like,
is
what
weird.
Is this? So I'm going down, I sniff it, and it's amazing. It smells so good.
Oh, my God.
So I bought it.
On the back of the creamy journey.
Yes.
You bought sperm smell.
It is a creamy journey. That's the name of it, funnily enough. No, yeah, I bought the sperm perfume.
Is that the one you're wearing this morning?
And I walked in today, and what did you say?
The first thing when you came over to me, as I said, geez, you smell nice.
Yeah.
We've just
it's
realized.
It's called Lumiere Blanche.
Realize something about Ed.
Blanche.
Blanche, which is white.
So. And what kind of, I don't want to ask what kind of bottle it comes in, do I?
It's not shaped like a penis. I wish the bottle was shaped like a penis. Can you imagine? But I just, you would, that, anything for a sale, mate. That was, it's so spectacular. I wanted to clap her.
Yeah.
She's completely sold me. I was just looking at her going, you love your job so much that you've committed to memory.
After you walked out, do you reckon someone else came out giggling from the
there
back?
There were four people in the shop. And I was questioning her. And I wish if you were in that shop, call now. But I was questioning her like, I asked her 50 questions about the sperm juice.
She had an answer for
every single one. I'm like, but how do they know what that journey smells like?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's metaphorical. He imagined the different phases and environments the sperm would be going through and therefore attributed scents to each of those to come up with the end result, which is a heady, musky, white linen mix. And because of the creamy texture, that is what it's been inspired by.
Does it come in...
Guys, I smell like amazing sperm. Take that into your day, Sydney.
Just take that.
I wanted to allow Sydney to maybe just publicly thank a lady that they think needs acknowledgement.
Bit of hey lady, have we got the, here we go. Bit of this.
Hey lady, thanks lady, this goes out to you.
That's nice.
Isn't that good?
That is lovely.
Okay, let's go to Layla. Hey Layla. Layla
in Bankstown. Hello Layla.
Hello.
Hey.
Who do you want to say thanks lady to?
I just wanted to call up and thank my mum.
Yeah.
And just let her know how grateful we are for her and how much we love her.
What's your mum's name, Layla?
Sheham.
Sheham. And what does she do for you?
She does everything for us. Like anything she can help us with, she's the first person there.
How many of you are there, Layla?
There's four of us.
And who is the most trouble? Is it you, Layla?
maybe I shouldn't say on air.
Okay, it's not you.
I love that.
That's cute. Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Sheham. You are loved and appreciated by your children.
Yes. But who is our next guest?
Oh, we got Jenny, my mum. Hey, Jen.
Hi, Em. How are you?
You didn't know what the hell was going to happen, did you?
Look, I've instantly researched onto Google what does International Women's Day mean, what are the themes. I was getting myself prepared. I've Googled a few, you know, snappy lines to say, but hey.
Yeah, no, that's not what I do. That's not why you're here, Jen. You didn't put your
posh voice. I know. I
told everyone you'd put on a posh voice, but you've gone with just sounding exactly like me.
I have to admit, when you did text, are you up? I may have lied a little bit when I said, of course.
Yeah. just getting up now.
She was in bed.
Well, Jenny, my name's Ed.
Popped out of bed immediately, got myself going. Yep.
Yes.
Introduced myself. Hello, Jenny, my name's Ed.
Hi, Ed, how are you?
I'm good. I get to spend 3 hours with your lovely daughter every morning. We have a great time.
Good. Good to hear.
Well, Jen, you're on because I'm officially ringing to say thank you very much.
I was already crying when those other people were speaking. I was thinking, oh, my God, I'll be crying.
Look,
so, go for it, Ed. Go for it. Right. I'm ready.
This is hysterical.
It would be fair to say that Mum and I have had a interesting relationship, our entire life. Very similar. Imagine two of me in a household.
You're going with interesting. That's the best you could come up with, interesting.
All right, Jen.
Okay,
look, it's been up and down.
Oh my God.
It's been hard, it's been good, it's been bad. It's like as most girl mother relationship. We're two very strong, terrifying women in
Hey mate, am I not always there for you when it really
All
counts?
Right, mate.
Come on.
More time. Oh,
who is there? Who is there? Who is that 3 AM call? Who is it?
You.
It's me.
Yes, that's why I'm calling. You're making it very hard to thank
Sorry.
You.
Sorry. Oh, continue. Go with it.
Jenny.
Right,
so I want to thank you because Mum is always there for me when I am in the bottom, in the depths of despair. This woman is the person you take to war with you. She's my general. The moment for me, and it took me until I was just last year for me to realize how important Mum was because we fight all the time, as you can probably imagine.
I like to call it constructive discussion, Em.
All right, Jen. Okay. Stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
When I brought the baby home after I'd lost him and I was holding the container, I couldn't bury him, and my mum took the container from me and buried my son for me. And then when the plant died that we buried him in, she came and replanted the plant. Yep. So that's
secretly.
But she also instilled in me a real sense of earn your own money, make your own magic, make sure, you know, support the vulnerable in the community, left wing. She still stands when Gough Whitlam's name is mentioned.
I'm standing now.
Sorry.
He used to be the greatest living Australian, but unfortunately I can no longer make that claim.
Okay, Jen.
Okay.
But thank you. I've never actually said that to her ever because we are usually not speaking. So,
often not speaking, not usually.
All right, thanks, Jen. So happy International Women's Day, and thank you for making me the woman that I am today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure and my honour. Thank you.
Okay, cut her off.
Thanks, Jen. I want to hear more from Jen. I'm excited to hear more from Jen. Thank you, Jen.
Get up with Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.